Brendan's sign says, Spencer Smith, in big purple letters, and something else underneath that Spencer's not close enough to read. Brendan's holding it up and grinning, and Spencer can't help but grin back, biting his lip as the whistle blows, and he makes the first kick of the game. Spencer scores a try and converts it straight off. He just dodges through a hole in their defence, and behind him, his teammates stop the defence from getting any closer to him than they already are. The cheers are stupidly loud as Spencer hits the ground behind the try line, and Spencer feels amazing. He plays for the rest of the first half, scoring two drop goals and making a really important tackle that stops the other team from scoring. Apart from that, he spends most of the time running up and down the pitch and shouting. It feels great. By the time half-time rolls around, they're up 13 points to 9, and Spencer's back. He goes off the field to cheers, and even when the nurse insists on spending 20 minutes poking at his knee before making him get showered and finally letting him out to see the rest of the game, nothing diminishes from the fact that he's the fly half again. It feels amazing. Brendan's hanging around outside the locker rooms at the end of the match, with his sign rolled up under one arm. Hey, he says when Spencer sees him and goes over. Good game. Spencer just grins.
How much of it did you actually understand?
All of it, Brendan says airily. I am a secret rugby geek.
Sure you are, Spencer says. And you made me a sign.
I did, Brendan says. Did you see?
Yeah, Spencer says, blushing pink. But not up close, though.
You want to see? Brendan asks, biting his lip. I could show you. Spencer nods and swallows loudly as Brendan unrolls his sign. It says, Spencer Smith, in big purple letters, like Spencer could see from the pitch. And then underneath it says, You will win, for sure. He starts to laugh. Brendan blushes bright red. I've never made a sign for a rugby game before, he protests. I didn't know what it was supposed to say.
That, Spencer says, still laughing. Just like that.
Really? Brendan brightens. Because all these kids were laughing at it, and I figured I just got it wrong, but... Spencer takes a moment to remove himself from the situation so he can imagine punching all those kids in the head. When he turns it again, Brendan's bouncing on the balls of his feet and rolling up his sign again. So, Brendan says, I heard there's this after-game party.
What?
Spencer says, as he spots his mum and Ryan coming over.
Oh, yeah?
I was thinking, Brendan says, maybe I could see you there later, or, you know, something.
Yeah,
Spencer says distractedly, as Ryan elbows him painfully in the kidneys, and his mum leans over and hugs him.
Mum,
he says, trying to disentangle himself. Who's this? His mum says, rolling her eyes and ruffling Spencer's hair. Because she's been put on this earth to make Spencer's life more humiliating than it already is.
Brendan,
Spencer says awkwardly, ducking away from her and her stupid hair-messing skills.
Mom, my hair.
I'm making it better, she says, licking her thumb and reaching for him. He ducks away again and wonders why he hasn't died of embarrassment yet. My son is embarrassed by me, she says, as if she's admitting something wonderful. Spencer narrows his eyes. It's nice to meet you, she says, leaning over and shaking Brendan by the hand. Spencer is torn,
between wanting the ground to swallow him up and wanting to yell at his mum, forgetting to hold Brendan's hand first. Oh my God, he thinks. I am the lamest of the fucking lame. You made a sign, Ryan says to Brendan.
Ryan,
Spencer hisses. Yeah? Brendan says, uncertainly. Like, Spencer, do you want to keep it? I figured.
Oh, fuck, Spencer thinks.
Behind him, Ryan's making a noise that sounds like he's trying to stop himself from laughing. Spencer hates him.
Sure, Spencer says, and it's not that his voice squeaks. As such,
he holds his hand out and practically grabs the poster out of Brendan's hand.
We have to go, he says quickly, like now.
We don't, do we? Ryan asks, grinning.
We do, Spencer says. We have to go now.
Right, Brendan says awkwardly. Well, I guess I'll see you later then.
Yep, Spencer says, pushing Ryan away. Thanks for the sign.
You're welcome, Brendan calls after them. He was nice, Spencer's mum says when they get back to the car.
Oh, God, Spencer says,
as Ryan starts to laugh. Spencer, Ryan, and Spencer's mum and dad go for dinner at the steakhouse over by the mall. Ryan smirks at him the whole time, kicking him under the table and grinning.
Shut up,
Spencer says, halfway through his food. I didn't say anything, Ryan says innocently.
Ryan's got a creepy internet stalker, Spencer announces. You should talk to him about his security and well-being on the internet.
Ryan? Spencer's dad says. Is that true? Ryan glowers at Spencer. They're not creepy, and he's not my stalker. I saw this movie once about this kid. He gave his details to this person they met online, and then they had to drag his body out of the lake, Spencer's mum tells him.
You see, Spencer says. You see.
I see where you get it from, Ryan says, kicking him in the shin. I'm fine, he tells Spencer's mum. I'm fine. No one is going to have to drag me out of any lake.
I told him to keep where he keeps his allowance secret, Spencer says.
Suck up, Ryan hisses. Spencer smirks and tries not to think about Brendan's sign, rolled up safe in the trunk of his mum and dad's car. By the time they get to the party, it's already going strong. Spencer spies Brendan in the front yard, leaning against the wall by the garage.
I'm just going to,
he says vaguely, pointing in Brendan's direction, when Ryan starts heading towards the front room. Ryan sees where Spencer's looking and rolls his eyes.
You and me, Ryan says, later on, we're going to talk about how you've got a big gay crush on that weird kid.
Brendan, Spencer says automatically. A big gay crush on Brendan, Ryan says. And how it is that you haven't actually told me yet.
I'm telling you now, Spencer says awkwardly.
Ryan says. This doesn't get you out of talking about it with me later, just so you know. All those weeks you've been hanging out with the drama club and pretending you hated every moment.
Stop reveling in how embarrassing this is for me, Spencer says.
Ryan just grins.
You've got a big gay crush, he says, and you didn't tell me. You don't get to make any of the rules here.
He's really nice, Spencer says lamely.
Oh my God, Ryan says. This is the best day yet. I must have been really, really good in a past life or something.
Go inside, Spencer says. Go inside and leave me alone.
Fine, Ryan says, rolling his eyes. Don't think you're not telling me everything later, anyway.
Whatever, Spencer says, and shoves Ryan. At least my big gay crush isn't Quasimodo.
You don't know he's ugly, Ryan counters, pushing him back. He could be amazing looking.
Sure, Spencer says, because all really good looking guys hide behind their email address.
Shut up, Ryan says. I'm going inside. Go over there and be all lame with your big gay crush.
Spencer tries not to blush.
Brendan doesn't notice him until Spencer's leaning up against the garage wall next to him.
Hey,
Spencer says, biting his lip and trying not to smile too hard.
Hey,
Brendan says, grinning.
How come you're not inside?
Spencer asks, and thinks about one day, walking down the school hallway, holding Brendan's hand. He stuffs his hands into his pockets, just in case he does something stupid. Brendan shrugs.
Oh, he says, you know, I got hot in there. Had to come out for some air.
Okay, Spencer says. You cooled down enough? You want to go inside?
Brendan looks unconvinced, but Spencer's the fly half. This party is practically in honour of him, and much as he likes Brendan, he'd kind of like to go inside and get clapped on the back and cheered and shit.
Sure, Brendan says, yeah.
Awesome, Spencer says, and elbows him just because.
The place erupts when Spencer walks in, which is possibly the best thing ever. All the cheerleaders are lining up to kiss his cheek, and people are clapping him on the back and high-fiving him and welcoming him back to the team.
It's like the black drapes have been lifted,
Ryan says, leaning over and resting his chin on Spencer's shoulder.
The light is back in our lives, Spence, and it's all down to you. How are we ever going to repay you?
Fuck off, Spencer says, trying to shrug Ryan off.
No, really, Ryan says. I'm not sure I have the words. Have you seen the picture of you on the wall in the living room?
Tell me you're kidding, Spencer says.
I'm kidding, Ryan says. Except for that whole thing where I'm not. They've printed off your yearbook pictures and covered them in good luck messages. You should come see. It's like an art exhibition. But you're the art.
He sighs nostalgically. I wish I was the fly half.
Spencer pokes Ryan in the side. Shut up, he says.
And, Ryan says, wriggling away from him, you've lost your, what's his face?
Brendan, Spencer says exasperatedly. His name's Brendan. And I haven't lost him. He's right here.
Spencer trails off and looks around the crowded room.
I've lost him, he says.
It was maybe the line of girls waiting to kiss you, Ryan tells him. Apparently, that can put a boy off.
Like you'd know, Spencer says. At least Brendan's got a name.
Ryan narrows his eyes.
Seriously, he says, that was kind of dickish. Well, Spencer says uncomfortably, okay.
You should probably go find him, Ryan tells him. I'm just saying.
Spencer sighs and rolls his shoulders, pushing through the kids back towards the door into the hallway.
He finds Brendan in the kitchen, desultorily poking at a jug of something that looks like Coke and probably isn't.
I lost you, Spencer says awkwardly.
I went to get a drink, Brendan says. You think this is Coke?
Probably not.
Spencer tugs open the fridge and pulls out a can.
This is, though. Sealed, too. You want?
Is that the last one? Brendan asks, and Spencer peers in the fridge.
Looks like it, Spencer says.
You want to share? Brendan offers, tapping at the ring pull. Something inside of Spencer contracts. He feels all warm.
Yeah, he says. Thanks.
That's okay, Brendan says.
Where's the fucking alcohol? Someone yells, pushing into the kitchen and bumping into Spencer's shoulder. Spence, is that a fucking can of Coke? Don't tell me you're not mixing it up tonight. Pain meds, Spencer lies. Fuck with my head. Dude, the guy says. And Spencer can't remember his name. Paul, maybe? Friends with someone on the team. It might even be his house. That fucking blows. You're telling me, Spencer says. He seems to remember that Paul's a dick. He can't quite remember why. But his friend, Terry something, he was in Spencer's biology class sophomore year. Spencer didn't like him much then, either.
Still.
Hey, the guy says, leaning past Spencer and poking Brendan in the shoulder.
It's that kid from the drama club. I thought we said you could only stay if you sang us a song.
Brendan says awkwardly. Spencer says, pushing Paul's arm away.
What the fuck? You should sing us a song, Paul says again. Come on, you like to sing, right?
He doesn't like to sing for you, Spencer says angrily. Back the fuck off.
Spencer, Brendan says, it's okay.
No,
Spencer says, seriously, back off and leave him alone.
Come on, we're only teasing,
Terry says. He's a drama kid. He should entertain us or whatever.
Yeah, how about no,
Spencer says, pushing Terry away. There's a moment when the sound kind of just rolls, and then there's just quiet.
What the fuck, Spence?
Paul asks, confused. Spencer shrugs.
It's pretty simple, I think. Don't fucking mess with Brendan, okay?
Zach's standing in the kitchen doorway, his arms folded. Paul and Terry take one look at Spencer and one look at Zach and back off.
Fine, Paul says. Whatever. You okay?
Zach asks in a low voice, when they've disappeared out into the hallway.
Yep,
Spencer says tightly.
How about you?
Zach asks to Brendan.
You didn't need to do that, Brendan says fiercely. I had that covered.
Zach puts his hands in the air and backs away.
Yeah, but no, Spencer says, ignoring Zach.
Yeah, Brendan says. You really didn't need to do that.
They were fucking with you, Spencer tells him. Now they won't.
Awesome, Brendan says. Good job. I should go.
Brendan, Spencer says, genuinely confused. What the fuck?
It's fine, Brendan says. Mum's picking me up anyway.
No, Spencer says. I don't get it. What did I do?
Nothing, Brendan says tiredly. It's fine. Everything's fine. This is just how I imagined tonight going.
Brendan.
Spencer really doesn't have a clue. Brendan hands Spencer the can of Coke.
You should finish this, he says. It's the last one. I'll see you on Monday or whatever.
Well, Ryan says. That went well.
Spencer still doesn't get what he did wrong.
Hi, Spencer says, outside the drama studio on Monday morning.
Brendan says.
Hi.
You left pretty quickly on Friday, Spencer says awkwardly. I never got a chance to say thank you for my sign.
Yeah, sorry, Brendan says. I had to go meet Mum.
Okay, Spencer says. But, you know, if I did something.
We should get inside, Brendan interrupts, because I think we're already late.
Oh, Spencer says.
Right.
Brendan ducks out of class early.
I thought you had rugby practice today, Brendan asks at the end of school.
I did, Spencer says, brandishing a paintbrush uselessly. I do. I mean,
I told the coach my knee was hurting.
Isn't that pretty stupid? Brendan asks.
Like, you might not get to play if he doesn't think you're fit.
Spencer shrugs, but he has to stop himself from running right out of the drama studio and down the hallway to practice.
Doesn't matter, he says. Not this once.
Brendan looks bewildered. So, you came to rehearsal instead?
Yeah, Spencer nods. Is that so hard to believe?
Uh-huh, Brendan says. What are you doing here?
Spencer shrugs. Don't know, he says. Instead of saying, I've come to see you, which is totally lame. I'm sorry about Friday. Ryan says I was kind of a douche.
Brendan nods. Kind of, he says. Sorry I was so lame. Spencer shakes his head.
You're not lame.
No, Brendan says. But yeah. Spencer swallows.
I don't think, he starts.
Brendan, Miss Elliot yells, if you're quite finished.
Sorry.
Brendan bites his lip and darts back onto the stage. Spencer runs out of things to paint, and rehearsal still isn't over. He hides in a seat in the corner, out of view of Miss Elliot, and slides his phone out of his pocket when it buzzes with a text.
You kissed and made up yet? Fuck you,
Spencer texts eloquently. I'm in the parking lot, Ryan texts. Hurry up.
You go,
Spencer texts. Miss Elliot let everyone else go home. And on stage, she's working on the choreography to Lady's Choice with Brendan.
I'm going to hang around here.
Loser. Lamer, Spencer types, and flips his phone closed. Brendan drops to his knees and slides across the stage, and Spencer stifles an actual groan.
What are you still doing here? Brendan asks when he's finally finished up.
Spencer shrugs.
Waiting for you, he says,
and deliberately doesn't blush, not even when Brendan stops short and stares at him, a smile curving around his face.
Yeah,
Brendan says. He looks happy.
Yeah, Spencer nods,
pointing at three large bundles of paper on the floor by the stage.
What are they?
Flyers, I guess, Brendan says. We always have a ton printed up, but there are still seats free. You'd think kids would want to come and see the school musical, right? He looks genuinely perplexed. And Spencer can't find it in himself to point out that coming to see the school musical is totally and completely lame. And Spencer's only seen everything Brendan's ever been in because Ryan's always been determined to review every show himself.
He says. Right.
I'm going to start handing flyers out tomorrow. Brendan goes on earnestly. Maybe if I start early, more kids will buy tickets.
Right, Spencer says again. I could help, if you want.
Brendan blinks. You mean it? He asks.
No, Spencer thinks. This is the most embarrassing thing I've ever done. Sure, he says, trying not to picture Ryan's look of horror. Tomorrow, right?
Brendan just beams, and Spencer's breath catches in his chest. They stand in the parking lot for a while, talking about Weezer and All American Rejects and Fallout Boy. Brendan seems to harbour the same kind of crush on Patrick Stump that Ryan has on Pete Wentz, which is kind of cute, if only because it means that Brendan spends 10 minutes leaning up against the bike racks talking about Patrick's vocal range, while Spencer nods a lot and looks at Brendan's mouth. Then it turns out that Brendan doesn't own any Rejects albums and has never heard any of Weezer's earlier stuff, except for Buddy Holly,
and Spencer can't believe it. He's a secret Weezer obsessive and maintained the unpopular opinion that Pinkerton is their best album. He spends another 10 minutes explaining how and why Pinkerton has some of the best songs Weezer have ever done, and how he totally like Rivers Cuomo's Babies, except for how that would be super weird and everything. Brendan's grinning a lot, and in the end, Spencer trails off.
What? He says, sulkily.
Nothing, Brendan says, laughing. You're just kind of fierce, that's all.
I'm not, Spencer says. Who said so?
Brendan just laughs. I should go, I guess, he says.
Why?
Spencer asks, before he can stop himself.
You have somewhere you need to be?
Brendan says. No, but don't you have to get home? Spencer shrugs.
I guess, he says. But you could come over and borrow some Weezer albums, you know, if you want.
He can feel himself blushing red. He bites his lip. I'd need to call Mum, Brendan says slowly.
We could make smoothies, Spencer says, if my sisters haven't destroyed the place.
Brendan nods, swallowing. Okay, he says.
Great.
They walk back to Spencer's place, Spencer wheeling his bike along beside him. By the time they get home, Spencer's got a whole list of CDs he wants to lend to Brendan.
Mom, Spencer yells, Brendan's over.
Living room, Spencer's mum yells back. Bring him in. Spencer rolls his eyes.
Sorry, he says. She's like kind of weird.
I can hear you, she calls. Just because I'm your mum doesn't mean I'm also deaf. Spencer groans and pushes into the living room, waving his hand towards the couch.
Mum, you remember Brendan, right? Mum, Brendan, Brendan, Mum. There are my sisters over there. We're going upstairs, okay?
Wait, his mum calls. Spencer rolls his eyes again, but stops. Your dad's making burgers, boys. Brendan. Would you like to stay for dinner?
Mom,
Spencer says, blushing red again. Shush, Spencer, I'm asking Brendan, not you. Brendan says, I'm a vegetarian. Okay, his mum nods. We've got some bean burgers in the freezer. We could just put them on the barbecue too. Brendan darts a look at Spencer. He looks pink. He says eloquently. If Spencer doesn't mind, then... Spencer doesn't mind, his mum says briskly. I'll go tell his dad. He's been making smoothies too, although they're probably pretty strange. He likes to engage his imagination when it comes to the blender. You might want to say no to anything that's got chili in.
Sorry,
Brendan says softly, after she's left the room.
No, Spencer says awkwardly. I don't mind.
They eat out on the deck, Brendan and Spencer and Jackie and Crystal and Spencer's mum and dad. Brendan's burgers had been cooked in tinfoil, and he unwrapped them messily, piling them into burger buns with lots of ketchup and extra tomatoes. Spencer watches him pile his burgers high and then squash them down with the heel of his hand, helping himself to handfuls of fries from the large bowl in the middle of the table. Jackie and Crystal are bickering about some TV show that Spencer's never watched. And Spencer's mum's asking Brendan too many questions.
Mum,
Spencer says, after she's asked Brendan about what his favourite class is,
stop asking him really stupid stuff.
It's not stupid, it's interesting, she says. Now, Brendan, ignore Spencer, and finish up telling me about drama class. Miss Elliot's really cool. Brendan says, shooting a sidelong glance at Spencer. She lets me hang out in the drama studio at lunch, and she's a really great teacher. She does these really awesome warm-ups where we all pretend to be clowns and stuff, It's a really good way of relaxing into it.
Hmm,
Spencer's mum says. Is this the same Miss Elliot who teaches you drama, Spencer?
Maybe, Spencer says, poking at his burger.
And, she clears her throat. Does Spencer have to pretend to be a cloud too?
Mum, Spencer warns.
He refuses, Brandon says with a grin. He sits in the corner and texts Ryan instead.
He does he? It's really stupid, Spencer says petulantly,
as his mum raises her eyebrows at him.
I would make a really stupid cloud.
Hmm, she says. If I get called in to see your guidance counsellor one more time, Spencer Smith, there will be trouble. Spencer rolls his eyes and offers Brendan more fries. After dinner, Jackie and Crystal take over the living room so they can watch 13 going on 30 and shout 30 and flirty and thriving at the screen whenever Jennifer Garner does. Spencer's seen that movie more times than he would ever admit to, but he just ducks his head and says no when they ask him if they want to watch it with them.
We're going upstairs to listen to music,
Spencer says lamely and stomps upstairs. Brendan ends up with a pile of CDs 15 cases high by the time his dad's due over to pick him up.
You have to listen to them all, Spencer tells him, adding another reject CD to the pile. And you have to listen to Pinkerton tonight.
We already listened to it, Brendan protests.
I don't care, Spencer says. That was here. You have to listen to it on your own, and I swear you'll think it's the best. I mean, you liked it, right?
Well, Brendan says, yeah.
Right then, Spencer says. Okay.
Okay, Brendan says. Outside, Brendan's dad honks his horn.
I should go, Brendan says.
He stands up awkwardly, balancing his huge pile of CDs.
I should get you a bag, Spencer says, tugging open his closet
and rooting through his shelves until he finds a messenger bag.
Here, he says. You should take this.
What? Brendan says. No, it's okay.
Shut up, Spencer says, and hold the bag open so that Brendan can put the CDs into the bag. Now you won't drop them.
Yeah, Brendan says. And suddenly, Spencer realizes how close they're standing.
Brendan licks his lips.
Spencer can see Brendan's freckles.
He says awkwardly.
My dad's waiting, Brendan says after a moment. I should go.
Right, Spencer says when they're down by the front door. Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, Brendan says. It was neat.
So, Spencer says, fiddling with the door handle. I guess I'll see you in the morning then.
Yeah, Brendan nods. Bye then.
Bye,
Spencer says lamely, and pretends like he isn't skulking on the porch until Brendan's car has disappeared around the corner.
Shut up,
Spencer says, when he hands Zach a flyer for the school production of Hairspray.
Not a fucking word,
Spencer tells Ryan, handing him a whole handful of flyers.
Go and stand over there and catch people coming out of the library.
Ryan, to his credit, doesn't say anything.
He says nothing pretty loudly, though. Shut up, Spencer says,
as the whole varsity rugby team flies past, each with their hand out for a flyer.
Shut up, shut up, shut up.
By the end of the day, the whole pep squad are wearing Hairspray pins. Brendan looks kind of amazed.
Spencer, he says. Spence, people are coming to see my show. Well, Spencer says awkwardly.
Yes, They're coming to see me on stage.
Uh-huh, Spencer says. Wasn't that the point?
Because of you, Brandon says, beaming.
They'll all see how awesome you are now, Spencer says quickly.
He doesn't meet Brandon's eyes.
Shut up, he finishes lamely. I have to go.
Right, Brandon says. Yeah.
Okay, Ryan says at the end of class. If I don't make fun of your big, stupid gay crush soon, I'm going to explode. It's not stupid, Spencer protests.
Ryan points at the hairspray pin on Spencer's backpack.
Spencer says. Okay, meet me after practice.
Excellent, Ryan says gleefully. You're such a loser.
Your big gay crush is so stupid, Ryan says, dropping his school bag on the floor and sprawling across Spencer's bed. Your big gay crush is more stupid, Spencer says, nudging at Ryan with his knee, so that he moves over, and there's room on the bed for both of them. At least mine has a name. Yours could still be the janitor.
He's not the janitor, Ryan says, and before you ask, I just know.
Spencer says. Any closer to figuring out who he is?
Ryan shrugs. His birthday's coming up. He's getting a wide-angled lens for his camera.
All the better for taking candid pictures of you with, Spencer says, rolling onto his side and poking Ryan in the thigh. Not creepy at all.
Shut up, Ryan says lazily. It doesn't feel creepy.
Well, Spencer says, that's all right then.
I think he's a senior, Ryan says. Sometimes he says stuff. I don't know, like, he's getting ready for college. He asked where I'm going to be on his birthday, so he could take a picture of me.
I said he'd have to tell me when it was first.
Spencer shrugs.
Don't you think it's kind of weird that you still don't know his name?
I guess, Ryan says. Don't you think it's weird how you're totally in love with that weird kid and you never even told me?
His name's Brandon, Spencer says again. And I'm not totally in love with him. I just...
He tails off.
I didn't not tell you.
Yeah, Ryan says. You did.
I didn't know what to say,
Spencer says after a minute.
I'm not... This isn't what metrosexuality was in the 90s or whatever. It isn't a game. I just... I like boys, Ryan. I like this boy.
Yeah, Ryan says. I know.
I really like him, Ryan, Spencer says in a small voice. I kind of think he's really amazing.
I know, Ryan says softly. I know.
Fuck, Spencer says. I'm so lame.
I know that too, Ryan says, and he grins. I've always known that part.
Fuck you,
Spencer says, punching Ryan in the arm. He feels all weird inside, and his hands are shaking. He's just come out. And it's this huge, momentous moment in his life. And it's happened in his bedroom. And he didn't plan this. He didn't plan any of it.
You okay? Ryan asks. Kind of, Spencer admits, shrugging a shoulder. I didn't think... He stops. Fuck, he says. And he bites his lip. I'm gay. Ryan, I'm gay.
Outside his bedroom, his mum drops a basket of laundry. Spencer scrambles to his feet, his heart beating loudly in his chest.
Mum,
he says, his mouth dry. His bedroom door isn't closed properly, and he pulls it open. His mum's in the hallway. Laundry all over the floor. The basket down by his feet. She looks really pale, and her eyes are wide.
Spencer, she says.
Mum, Spencer says, did you? He doesn't know what to say. Were you listening?
I didn't mean to, she says haltingly.
But you heard, Spencer manages. There's a buzzing in his ears. You heard what I said.
His mum shakes his head. Spencer,
she says again, and she starts to cry.
Mum.
Spencer tries to speak, but he can't.
I should, Ryan says awkwardly. I'll, call you.
Spencer doesn't say anything, just moves out of the way so that Ryan can slip out and down the stairs. The front door goes a moment later. His mum wipes at her cheeks with the back of her hand.
How long? She asks.
Spencer doesn't know what she's asking.
I don't know, he says. A while.
His eyes prick with tears, because this is his mum. And secretly, he'd never been scared about how his parents were going to react. Because his parents are awesome. He doesn't want to be proved wrong.
Okay,
she says, and she's still crying. Spencer's never seen his mum cry. Not ever. He feels like his heart is breaking. His chest is tight and it hurts.
Mum,
Spencer says. He holds his hand out, but she avoids his touch. He hurts.
I can't, she says.
And she takes a step back, bumping into the wall. Spencer watches as she goes into her bedroom and closes the door.
Mom, he says, knocking on her bedroom door. I made you a drink, and I picked up the laundry.
He can hear her crying. She doesn't answer, and he leaves the drink by her closed door and goes back downstairs into the kitchen.
What's going on?
Jackie asks, hanging around the kitchen door. Their dad's just got home. He's upstairs.
Nothing, Spencer says shortly. Go away.
It's my kitchen too, Jackie says. I can get a drink if I want.
Get lost, Spencer says, and his voice shakes. Just get lost.
Spencer, Jackie says.
Get the fuck out.
Spencer bites out, and Jackie's lower lip wobbles.
I don't know what's going on, she says. Mom's crying. I know, Spencer says. And he really does. He knows. Just go away, will you?
She turns on her heel and disappears down the hall. Spencer can hear her crying too. There's a text from an unknown number on his phone. It says, Hi, winky face. Weezer are awesome. You're right. Mum says, do you want to come over on Saturday? We're having tacos. There's another one, too. This is Brendan, by the way. Spencer deletes both messages and presses the heels of his hands to his eyes. So, his dad says from the doorway. Spencer sitting on the kitchen counter, kicking his heels against the cupboard doors. You know your mum hates it when you sit up there, his dad says. Spencer shrugs.
I think she already does anyway. Spencer. Whatever, Spencer says, and doesn't cry. She doesn't hate you, his dad says. Neither of us do. Yeah, whatever, Spencer says again. She doesn't, his dad reiterates. It was just a shock for her, that's all. And for me.
Spencer nods awkwardly and looks at his feet. She'll be okay, he goes on. Just give her some time to get used to the idea. Spencer swallows and doesn't say anything. So, his dad says uncomfortably. Boys, huh? Uh-huh, Spencer says, and wills the ground to swallow him up. Fine, good, yeah. So, do you, have a boyfriend?
Dad.
Spencer blushes bright red. When he looks up, his dad is bright red too.
No.
Mum says there was a boy. His dad goes on.
He's not my boyfriend,
Spencer says quickly. He sort of wants to die. But you, want him to be. Spencer shrugs and thinks about holding Brendan's hand in the hallways.
I guess, he says.
Okay, his dad says.
Good, that's good.
Spencer bites his lip.
Mom,
she'll come around, his dad tells him. It was just a surprise, that's all, a shock. Spencer nods and looks at the floor again. Everything will be all right, his dad says. I promise.
Uh-huh,
Spencer says, nodding quickly. Tears prick at his eyes and he wipes them away with his hand. His dad sighs and pulls Spencer into a hug.
They will, he says. Promise.
Spencer spends the rest of the evening in the kitchen with his iPod on, so he can't hear if his mum's crying. Come on, his dad says. Bed, Spencer. It's almost midnight.
Can't sleep,
Spencer says automatically. His eyes hurt. His dad sighs.
I'll make you a drink, then you need to go to bed, okay?
How's Mom? Spencer asks, before he can help himself. She'll come around, his dad says, and Spencer nods. Are you asleep?
I'm not now,
Spencer mumbles, grumpily opening his eyes. His mum is sitting by his bed. She looks tired and tear-stained. The light from the hallway sneaking in through his door and across the carpet.
Oh,
Spencer says, swallowing. He glances at the clock. It's just past 3.
He can't have been asleep long.
I just... She trails off, and she leans in and smooths Spencer's hair away from his forehead. I wanted to say sorry, she said softly. When you have kids, she says, you make all these promises to yourself about how you're going to be the best mom in the world, and it doesn't matter what problems your kids come to you with. You'll be okay with them, and you'll say all the right things, and your kids will grow up to be really good, well-adjusted adults. But it doesn't work like that, and sometimes I'm not a very good mum, and sometimes I let you down. Like tonight, she says, and Spencer can't help it. He knows he's crying. Like tonight, I wasn't a very good mum, and I let you down.
You didn't,
Spencer manages, even though she did. She really did. I did, his mum says, and I wanted to come tell you that I'm going to try harder in the future, and I'm sorry I reacted like that. I should never have eavesdropped either.
The door wasn't closed, Spencer says awkwardly. It's okay.
You're a good kid, she says. The best.
I'm gay, Spencer says softly. I like boys.
I know, she says.
stroking his hair. Spencer doesn't bat her away, for once. He's tired, and he closes his eyes. He falls asleep, with her sitting beside him. In the morning, Spencer sits out on the front step with his school bag and waits for Ryan to come by. "Hey," Ryan says, nudging his bike into Spencer's mum's flower beds. "You ready?"
"Uh-huh,"
Spencer says and gets his bike. When they're out of sight of Spencer's house, around the corner, and by the park, Ryan tumbles off his bike and grabs Spencer's sleeve.
"Fuck,"
he says, and hugs Spencer so hard it hurts.
"Yeah,"
Spencer says, and hugs back. They skip first period and hide out in the arts magazine office, eating muffins and not saying much. Spencer kind of feels better after. "Hey," Brandon says at the beginning of drama class, coming over to where Spencer's sitting. "So, I, sent you a text last night, but maybe I didn't get the number right or something, because you didn't reply, so I just kind of wondered, because my mum was asking." Spencer looks up from where he's tiredly kicking a can of paint.
"Hey,"
he says. Brandon watches him for a moment and then sits down next to him. "You okay?" he asks. Spencer nods slowly.
"Yeah," he says. "Sorry about not replying."
Brandon elbows him. "It's all right," he says. "You want to come over on Saturday and have tacos?"
"Yeah,"
Spencer says, and something eases a little in his chest. Ryan's waiting for him outside of the drama studio, leaning up against the wall and looking bored.
"What are you doing here?" Spencer asks.
Ryan shrugs. "Figured I'd come meet you," he says. "Come on, let's get lunch, and I'll let you talk about how cute Brendan is for, like, 5 whole minutes. Spencer just smiles.
"I'm going over to his house on Saturday. We're going to have tacos."
"Uh-huh," Ryan says, rolling his eyes.
"His mom's invited me," Spencer says. "What do you think that means?"
"That he's as big a loser as you are," Ryan says.
"You think we'll have pizza today? I really want pizza." 5 whole minutes, you said," Spencer says, poking Ryan in the side.
Ryan just wiggles away.
"I didn't mean 5 exclusive minutes. We can talk about other stuff at the same time, like what we're going to have for lunch."
They wander around the corner, and Ryan bumps into someone. Spencer recognizes him from around. He's a senior who plays in one of the bands that usually set up at the after-game rugby parties.
The guy says. "So, Ryan, there's a party."
Spencer cocks his head to one side and narrows his eyes.
He thinks.
Ryan just rolls his eyes. "Yeah, and?"
"Nothing," the guy says. "Thought you might want to come, that's all."
Ryan blinks.
"Why?"
he asks.
"No reason," he says.
Spencer thinks the guy's shoulders slump as he walks off. Flip-flops loud against the tiles. Spencer's trying to remember his name. But it won't come.
"Ryan," he says.
Well, Ryan interrupts. "That was kind of weird. Do you want to hurry up at all? There'll be no pizza left if we don't get there soon." Spencer just blinks and follows Ryan down the hallway. Spencer bikes over to Brendan's on Saturday. He takes a big bag of cookies with him in his backpack and another 6 CDs. He's pretty sure Brendan's never heard before. When he gets there, Brendan opens the door and grins.
"Spencer Smith," he says, and hugs him inside.
"Mum, Dad," he yells, "Spencer's here." Brendan's mum is really nice. And she has Brendan's smile and dark hair. And she takes Spencer into the living room and offers him some juice and a plate of cookies. Brendan's dad comes and sits down with them, and he has graying hair and a wide smile. He asks Spencer about playing rugby and what he wants to do at college. Spencer sort of wants to die, but they're actually kind of nice, if a little weird. Brendan just sits on the edge of the couch and grins at him, breaking a cookie into four and getting crumbs all over the carpet. They eat tacos in the dining room, and Brendan laughs a lot and makes jokes with his dad. Spencer eats so much food, he thinks he might have to undo the top button of his jeans. And then there's ice cream for dessert. Spencer gets extra sprinkles because he's the guest. And Brendan pouts a lot and pretends to be mad until his mum relents. After they've eaten, they go upstairs to Brendan's room. Spencer stands in the doorway and stares. "What happened?" he says, staring around. "Did a tornado hit?" "Ah," Brendan's mum says, coming upstairs and sighing. "A boy after my own heart. See if you can't get him to clean every now and again, huh? I'm sure that room had a floor when we moved in here." Brendan just rolls his eyes and sweeps a pile of schoolbooks and clothes off his bed and onto the floor.
"When did you last clean?"
Spencer asks, gingerly kicking a pile of clothes out of the way. "I'm too busy and important for cleaning," Brendan says airily and sprawls across his bed and grins. "Come sit down, Spencer, and stop staring at my stuff." "Hmm," Spencer says and perches very carefully on the edge of the bed. Before he knows what he's doing, he's mentally cleaning Brendan's room, making room on the shelves for Brendan's schoolbooks and his CDs, and sorting his laundry. Ryan says that Spencer is kind of obsessive. Spencer is inclined to agree. "You're not even listening," Brendan says after a while.
"How do you even know what's clean and what isn't?"
Spencer asks, towing another pile of clothes. Brendan shrugs. "Sniff it and see, I guess." Spencer blinks.
"What?"
Brendan says. "You want to clean my room now?"
Spencer says, "kind of."
Brendan rolls his eyes.
"I'm not sniffing your clothes, Brendan," Spencer says 20 minutes later. "Clean stuff in that pile, dirty stuff in that pile." "Is that a pizza box in your closet?"
"Maybe," Brendan says. "You should have friends over more often, Brendan," Brendan's mum says, bringing them up more juice and some snacks, and some trash bags that Spencer takes with a grin. "You are so weird," Brendan says. "Can we listen to music yet?" Spencer rolls his eyes and makes Brendan fold his clean clothes and put them away in the closet.